Why'd you count like that? Like, you alright?
He got carpal tunnel.
Yeah, cuz hurt. Like, do they got a 40 version of that?
don't know. They got an 18 and a 24 and a 12.
That boy do his job. You hear me? Like,
Yeah, he just a
super new.
yeah, walking cash register. Ugly bitch.
Damn.
He'll walk in price shit. Niggas had a rough week. Niggas drinking 40s.
Yeah, 5 o'clock going bad.
Yeah.
He's drinking like
I
it's
tell you
2:30.
though, I commend
AM.
All
right. I always 5 a.m.
Any of y'all ever been to Beauty World in Durham? And like, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Like, Beauty World in Durham is fucking massive. It's huge, dude. And I went in there to get some one day, and I asked the lady where the particular thing was that I was looking for, and she said aisle 64, and I left.
You should have been. But I think aisles go half and half.
Yeah, they do, yeah. But bitch, you got me fucked up.
Aisle 64.
Yeah, no, I'm not
she
going.
64, y'all.
Dang,
good,
I'm not going. I asked her if they did curbside checkout.
So
I ain't,
60,
I
you
ain't
said
going back.
Half and half.
Yeah, so
that's still I-32,
nah,
bro.
Yeah. But I'm saying that to say, like, yo, like, they really knew what I was looking for and knew exactly where it was in a place that massive, man. Kudos to people that work in retail.
That means they had to see that before.
Retail workers don't get enough. They don't get
we
enough
don't.
Credit.
We don't.
Y'all don't get enough credit.
Like, my coworkers be asking me, like, how you be doing this stuff? I've seen it.
Yeah. Repetition too.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally the same thing every single day. Because
you've been doing this, what, 17 years?
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. So you've seen everything.
Like, you seen the packages change over time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's still transitioning.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, because, like, shit, like, I don't, there's probably nothing you haven't seen. And if there's some shit you haven't seen, it's like, it probably throws you for a loop. You're like, it ruins your day. Like,
what's the price of habanero peppers by the pound?
I don't know. I forgot.
Oh, no,
you it didn't. Ain't. Because jalapenos is 99 cents.
Okay.
He's impressive.
It might be $1.09 or $1.20.
Okay, bitch.
That boy is impressive.
What aisle they are?
They ain't approved.
Okay.
Right. That was way too easy.
All right.
You plant-based now?
Yeah.
What the fuck? How did it come about?
I just tried it, and it was like.
You mean tofu?
No. I don't eat
fuck you mean what that is like I don't
what else do you eat
it's plant-based burgers
okay the black bean
yeah,
like the black bean
yeah,
you
yeah.
look like a black bean
yeah,
hey black
like
bean
a,
burgers actually
word
yeah
I never tried
I know you
one were. Time I was eating a Impossible Whopper on accident
and hey, you had bacon on it
yeah and I got halfway through it and then realized it was an Impossible Burger and went yuck. It was fine up until I saw that was an Impossible Whopper.
I remember
you
that.
Like
known
that dude. Price tag. Them joints like $11.
Oh man, I was mad too. Yeah, like they did me a they did me.
This
they
is
did
buy
me
one
dirty.
Get one a dollar. Like damn, $11.
Doing bad.
They doing real bad.
They did me. They got 10 nuggets for $1.49.
And hey, they chicken ain't bad though.
I don't
they
like,
what?
The spicy one terrible.
Chicken.
I didn't have it. I didn't have the spicy one.
One.
They have a
yeah, they said
sandwich.
They ain't the chicken sandwich worn now.
I really feel like
that regular one. I had the regular one. It was good.
KFC got one now too.
That shit was trash.
KFC.
Well, not, I ain't gonna say trash. It was very. Remember we had it when we went to DC.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Mediocre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I just you would have thought that Zaxby's has the best one.
Pizza Hut got a good one too.
Not good. What?
I'm lying.
I say what, the right, edge pizza. Yeah. They about to go away from the meat lovers. I think that's what I think the commercials are.
Oh, fuck.
They still got the make your own pizza option.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put all
that.
I'm gonna put all that meat right back up there. Oh man, what we gonna sit up and talk about?
Yeah,
black bean burgers and pizza the whole fucking night.
No.
5 o'clock doing bad.
We are doing bad, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
what? I wanted me
black.
Ice house tonight.
Shout out to D-Black, wherever he at.
Man, this is some shit like on Thursday we broke.
He wouldn't touch that.
Huh, he got standards.
Yeah, he got
who, standards. D-Black?
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have went bought us a whole 24-pack of Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, you want a Michelob Ultra, bro? Get Get your stupid ass the fuck back. Yeah. But yeah. Oh man, what a long, long drain.
And we had the worst. Bismarck, he gone, children. You say he's just a friend.
Yeah.
Oh baby, you got what I mean. How you think he died?
He literally had to pass on my way over here. Because
yeah, bro, like
I didn't see anything. Then I get here and you talk about Bismarck died. Well, yeah. I just left my house 45 minutes ago.
Right,
yeah. You got a long drive. A lot can happen. A lot can happen in your drive from your house to anywhere you go.
You're right.
Yeah, but it was crazy. Like, it's like I feel like in the last 2 years, it shows our age where like a lot of people dying that you just like, damn, I can't believe this shit.
He's only 57.
Yeah. 57, like,
yep, though.
Yeah,
yep, though.
Well, in these day and ages, yeah.
Like that's fourth quarter. You know what I mean? That's like 11 minutes.
That's not third quarter.
That's 11 minutes and 7 seconds left. You gotta think the lifespan of a man is what, 3 scores in a decade? That's 70, bro.
Oh,
right.
Where you get that from?
The Bible. Yeah,
almost there.
Yeah, that's, I mean, he was at the top of the fourth. You know what I mean? With five personal fouls. Like, you got a long quarter ahead of you. Nah, I'm just, you know.
And I get what you're saying, yeah. 57 is, so like, in perspective, like, Nipsey died at 33. Like, you know, he's still kind of young. But even then, like, 33 still, like, we're not like, oh, he died so young. It's like, damn, Nipsey dead. You know what I'm saying? 57 is like, oh, man, he had a long life. You know what I mean?
He didn't see it all.
Yeah.
Y'all think women fucked him?
Yeah.
Just gave him famous.
He had a little money for the time he was in.
Yeah, he was famous.
Why
wouldn't
women fuck him?
He wasn't an attractive man.
you spend a lot of time like assessing men.
You do too.
Like you call 4 niggas unattractive tonight.
No, I didn't. You love it. You cap a lot.
Okay, 2.
Yeah. Cap a lot. Ain't that what bro record label is? Yeah. 2?
Yeah.
My coworker is ugly.
Well, 3.
He look like DJ Mustard. Derek.
Huh? You said Derek.
Everybody know Derek don't look the best. Derek is a gargoyle.
But you guys give, huh?
I'm straight. I'm straight. You know what I mean? Yeah. Nah, like, rest in peace to him, though. Like, y'all remember we went to... No, that wasn't y'all. I was with Hoop Bitch Ass. We went to the Ritz and they had like an 80s party and Bismarck like DJ'd the party. That shit was lit though. Now
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Like, it was lit though.
You know what else died today? LeBron's acting career.
Word.
That's what I heard.
How you gonna speak on it? You ain't even watched it.
That's the truth I heard.
9 out of 10 people I asked said it was trash.
I don't think it can't be that bad because Space Jam 1 was horrible.
But we didn't know that.
Yeah, we did.
And you still watching it now?
I'm going to watch the new one too.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. It's going to do box office. Let's be real. It's going to do box office numbers.
Yeah.
Y'all just hate LeBron.
I love
LeBron. What do you mean?
MJ hates LeBron.
I don't hate
him.
Yeah, he does.
Who your team? The Kings, right? Yeah. He don't have a reason to.
MJ don't like LeBron.
I don't dislike LeBron.
Yeah, he said Allen Iverson was better than LeBron.
No, do I like a Virginia nigga to you? They swear Allen Iverson the best player ever.
Right, Allen Iverson is up there with the most overrated basketball players of all
and
time.
And we can talk about it, but
we don't have to.
Yeah, we don't
I'm
have
just saying,
to.
Like, yeah, like he ain't get no Space Jam.
he only got the Reebok.
Yeah,
if we're gonna be honest,
he barely made it out of N1. Like he was this close to being hot sauce. Like this close to being hot sauce.
Ray for Austin with a big contract.
Yeah.
That's who he was.
Dude, but like, you haven't seen Space Jam either, right? Of course you.
The second one?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Not yet.
I'm
going to watch it tomorrow.
I'm going to watch it tomorrow, and I really, like, so I have low expectations for it. But also, you got to put in perspective, the first one wasn't that good. It was just made for children in 1996.
Now it's made for children in 2021.
And these kids are not, these kids are watching, like, rated R movies at 6. You know what I mean?
So
it's not the same kids from back in the day. It's also rated PG, so I guess they try to make it kind of for 2020.
Yeah, I don't
kids.
Like. I will not watch a movie because of the rating. That shit got to be rated MA. Okay.
Triple X.
Yeah, that bitch needs to be rated mature, so I know I'm gonna see
nudity. Huh?
Yeah,
I need to see frontal
sexual acts and violence. Like that's what I need.
I need to see at least like not, I don't even gotta see pussy lip, but I gotta see like the little Brazilian mark. You know what I'm talking about? I gotta at least see that.
Yeah. Popeye's got chicken nuggets on the way. Yeah, I don't know if y'all seen that. I'm kind of excited, and I'm not necessarily excited for the chicken nuggets itself. I'm excited about the violence that's
going to ensue.
85 was backed up today, and I said, Popeyes need to come on, because we could lose a few cars.
Oh, my God.
Oh, bro. That chicken sandwich dropped. Well, now
let's go back to the chicken nuggets itself.
Yeah.
If that chicken nugget is anything
like that chicken sandwich,
if it's crusted anyway, like the chicken sandwich
or the chicken tender, shit, I'm in there.
Let me tell you something.
It's going to count.
Yeah, them nuggets going to be a hit.
Yeah, I love Popeye. Anything they do. Yeah. All you can eat is red beans and rice.
You ever got a large fry from Popeyes?
Yes.
And they give you
a
casket.
Yeah.
Golly.
A whole casket. Oh, I order a large fry and take it home like God.
Bro, every time I upsize my meal, I'm mad because I'm like, I didn't want this. I really just wanted a big drink. Not
yeah. Taking your whole cookout.
I'm telling you, they give you a whole bucket.
Bro, it is crazy. Like,
and Popeye's fry is not that good. Let's be honest.
That's why I always
that might be the worst thing on their menu.
Yeah.
What's worse than the fries?
It is.
Hmm? What's worse, Justin?
The fries aren't bad, but they're not good.
Should the rice and beans a hit?
Yeah, I would say the rice and beans are a problem. Man. Yeah. Ain't never had they mash.
I mean, you can't fuck up mashed potatoes, though. That's the thing.
Who
fuck up mashed potatoes?
KFC will do it.
No, if anything, that's what they get right.
Now, the gravy they get right.
The bowl, they still sell it?
That bowl go crazy. On everything.
Best thing up there.
Yeah.
Bojangles mashed potatoes, not good.
Yeah.
I never had.
They dirty rice slapped, though.
Sometimes they dirty rice be too wet.
It'd be gravy. Like,
yeah, it's rice soup. I didn't ask for this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, we out. Well, yeah, we hungry. Back. Yeah.
Y'all, anybody got a chance to try them thighs yet?
Nah.
I just haven't had the opportunity. Like, I really just don't see how me and Jelena gonna sit there and eat 12 thighs. I can see us getting to 10. And I just don't feel like them thighs are going to be something you can warm up and eat later.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You
I just feel like, yeah, you're going to have to eat them bitches immediately.
They do come boneless, I heard.
Do they come boneless? Okay. Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Okay. Imagine. Go get some cheap-ass white bread from the store.
And throw lemon pepper thigh on it?
Just don't put nothing on the bread. Just put the thigh on the bread.
Yeah, and fold that bitch up.
You know what I'm talking about?
Like a hot dog.
Yeah. Like, one and done.
Yeah. About like a lemon pepper thigh.
Yeah. Nah, that's what I want to try. Like, I've never had. I mean, I've put lemon pepper seasoning on a baked thigh in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't feel like
that's not the concept they going for.
Yeah, you dig what I'm talking about?
That won't roast. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, horny for a thigh. Hey, horny for thigh. So I'm going tomorrow now, I think. But I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
But yeah, speaking of,
what's on the menu for tonight?
I want to talk about the baby, man, and why people are so mad at him. The baby.
What he do?
So it was kids on the corner selling the candy.
Okay, talk to me.
And you know they selling the candy for $1 a piece or $2 a piece or something.
They already price gouging, but go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. So he opened the door like, you know, how much for that whole box? These little motherfuckers said $200 a box.
Yeah.
Nigga, it's 12 pieces of candy in the boxes each. No, it was like, I think it was like a total of like 34 or something. Mm-hmm. He looked at the niggas, he was like, 200. He was like, bro, you selling this shit at 2 a pop. It's 34 in there, how much is that? And the kids couldn't tell him. Mm-hmm. He was like, it's 68. He said, all right, you give me one of your, I think it was like, M&M's and, it was like Skittles and Snickers. He was like, one of you, Let me get one from you and one from you. He gave him $2 a piece and rolled up and said, look, y'all niggas blew it. He thought, we're going to give y'all some money, but then when y'all tried to finesse me, like...
He got to respect the hustle, though.
That's not a hustle.
It is a hustle.
Nah.
It is a hustle.
You can't hustle a street nigga.
It is a hustle.
Nah.
They hustle people like us.
They supposed to hustle people like us. Don't hustle no famous nigga.
Don't hustle a millionaire.
Let's go
hustle the regular tax bracket.
No,
nigga.
What I'm saying is that nigga was probably going to give it to you anyway.
Yeah.
For respect, because he respected your hustle being on the corner that.
Meat Mill gave 12 niggas $20 a split. I don't believe it.
That's all.
Well, and he had him do
50. Oh, wait a minute.
And he had him do 50 push-ups a piece. Some of these celebrities ain't right, but whatever. I get it. I understand.
No, but like people are mad at him, calling him lame. And
I
shit.
Mean, you can't tell I nobody what to do with their money.
It was
anyway.
A video. It's a video. If that's why.
I think it's because he said like he on the video. He said y'all niggas blew it.
Yeah,
they did though.
They did. I mean, what else you want?
Like, I mean, just keep a G with him. He'll probably hit you off of $200. You two little 12-year-olds or whatever. Like, but like I said, I don't get why people, like you said, tell that man how to spend his money.
Here's and it might not mean shit. Honestly, here's the problem I have with that. These niggas, when it's time for them to flex, they'll throw 10 grand going down 95. Mm-hmm. And they'll throw 10 grand off a stage.
Yeah,
I get it. I understand these little niggas thought they could work a worker, but come on. I mean, maybe you could teach them a lesson. Like, look, y'all ain't had to do all that. That ain't how you go about business. Mm-hmm. Use it as an opportunity to.
Yeah, I wouldn't have bought nothing from him. By the fact that he at least bought something from him. Well,
maybe he did teach him a life lesson in that moment.
I feel like he did.
Yeah. Well, all right, whatever.
I'm saying, don't finesse the baby. Like, don't finesse these street niggas. You don't finesse like the babies, Pusha T's. Yeah, niggas that like did shit like that. You finesse for real. Dream.
Like, Dream not giving you shit.
I'm just saying like
Dream hard for real.
Yeah.
Like, he ain't no slouch.
You're fucking.
No, but I'm just saying he ain't no slouch.
No, but I'm saying like what I'm saying is like a nigga like that. Like, you know, baby face. Like niggas that on
Neo. Stage. If you said Neo, yeah. He's not so finessing Trey Songz either.
Nah,
no, Trey Songz from the P. Trey Songz spit on people. So I mean,
he was real when he jumped off stage to fight that man. Like
Virginia nigga sick in the head, man.
I mean, I just remember that nigga threw his shirt in the crowd at Liz, and bitches got the knucking right there in the middle of the shit, bro.
Yeah, you called it.
Nah.
Was that the shirt you had on before you?
The same one.
But now then, cuz took his tank top off, wiped all his sweat off, threw it in the crowd. Bitch, like, two bitches caught it, and the other one just shacked. Like, like, what you gonna do about it? Charlie just went on by a business, bro.
I mean,
train a problem, man.
I mean, why they out there fighting over a stinking ass t-shirt?
This is Davis Know My Name, Trey Songz.
It could have came and hollered at you. Boy.
He had a sweaty shirt.
You know what I'm talking about? I was probably on the grill.
Now, you weren't in high school. You was in high school.
Oh, when was this? When was Trey Songz in?
2010.
Yeah. Homecoming or Viking Fest?
Viking Fest. It was like the summer before you got there.
Yeah, fuck him.
He
used to stay out there, though.
Who, Trey Songz?
He came like my freshman year,
three
too.
Times. Right?
Yeah.
Like three, 4 times.
But, like, when he came my freshman year, he ain't really had – he had, like, a couple hits. When he came that year I'm talking about, that's, like, Ready had just dropped. So, he had, like, neighbors – he had hits. So, I mean,
where now look he, at where's him. Where's he at now? What is he doing?
I think he did.
Now, he acting.
Bro, you called him an actress 2 weeks ago. Because Sex Tape dropped on Twitter, like, a couple months ago.
You watched –
Yeah,
I feel like I know why you watched it.
Why?
I'm not gonna disclose that on Javante Bass's internet.
It's her internet now. She took over.
It's her internet this year. Yeah. Congrats, Javonte, for all your accomplishments.
She winning. What Lil Baby did in 2020, this is what Javonte is.
Hey, connect me with the distro, because I'm trying to move something too, goddamn. Yeah,
she living it up.
All right.
But yeah, and I think the baby got a baby on the way too.
By who?
Dani Leigh popped up pregnant.
As she should.
As she should. Yeah,
music ain't really going nowhere.
Yeah, facts.
Just go ahead and be fruitful and multiply.
Yeah.
Probably have some pretty kids.
I wanted to bring this up because I have questions to ask everybody, like y'all too. So Richard Sherman, you know, got locked up. Supposedly he got drunk, wrestled with his wife, uncle, then said, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. Bitch, I'm gonna hang myself. You know what I mean? Then, just like any nigga would do, you trying to leave or whatever. I don't know if that's the case, but to me, that's what, you know.
I understand. Hey, I understand.
But he leaves. She calls the cops and said, look, he's headed to my parents' house, you know. He goes to the parents' house, tries to bust down the door, whatever. He's drunk, by the way.
Sherm on some Sherm for real.
Yeah, but so he was fucked up. Then he left, wrecked his car into a construction site, and just dipped. That boy went cover three and dipped up out there. Now he's charged with 5 counts. It's like domestic, all of them are domestic violence charges. One of them is like destruction of property, domestic. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and I just. Nobody's taking it serious.
Why are you always so mad at the whole family, though?
I don't know.
Nobody's going to take it serious because he ain't beat her.
That's what I'm saying. I was. So, is the people not taking it serious? Which I don't think it's that serious. Well, I mean.
It's a little funny.
This is regular people shit.
This is regular people shit. Yeah.
Regular people shit.
But if. He fighting a dad, like two, me and him living together and getting in a fight for them. If they would have called that domestic violence, y'all be like, ha ha. Like, y'all fun, you know. But like, even like, niggas get charged with that. Like, let's say me and my brother at the crib, we get to knucking and they come arrest us. You think they're going to charge us with domestic violence? No. Could be two men.
No.
But me and my sister get into it, it's domestic violence, right?
Mm-hmm. Well,
is it? That's what I'm asking.
I've seen Bailey. Love you, Bailey. Nah, I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah, like, and then also, I feel like these charges are probably going to get dropped because it ain't him beating on his wife.
Well, a judge just ordered his release from prison anyway.
Yeah, but he got charged, though.
Whatever.
But
when you're in a certain tax bracket.
Mm-hmm. Some of that stuff ain't gonna matter.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna get settled out of court and give the dad a little money or the whatever. Shut the fuck up. Let's move on.
Yeah, I think he gonna get suspended by the league.
Yeah, but it won't be no indefinite suspension, like as if he would have punched the lady in her throat. Right, yeah,
what is he gonna
do? Nah, and
2 games.
I give him 6 max, but I give him 3.
They're gonna have to do it from a PR standpoint.
Yeah,
you know, like hey, nobody is above.
Yeah,
whatever the clause is, or whatever.
Well, and from what it sounds like, he didn't even really. They say he might have wrestled with the uncle, but I feel like that's him. He going crazy, like he angry. You know, I'm gonna kill myself. The uncle grab him. They get the wrestling on the floor.
Second of all, hear me out. Hear me out when I say this. Richard Sherman may be washed, and from a football standpoint,
he is.
Yeah, my nigga, I don't know what kind of fucking door that was that he was trying to take down, but that door was almost pancaked him a couple times.
He was also wasted.
Whatever.
He went right through it then.
I mean, also, yeah, he Richard throwing, Sherman ain't but this big.
Yeah, he was throwing his shoulder like a bitch, though. If that's how you plan on hitting the nigga next season, you're going to get scored on. But whatever.
Who's signing him?
Carolina Panthers.
Nah, not no 33-year-old when we got all these niggas 2,500 in our secondary. He going to Seattle.
To do what?
He ain't going back.
Where do you think this happened?
I thought he burned all his bridges up. Wasn't he talking bad about Pete Carroll?
Everybody talks bad about Pete Carroll.
Everybody.
I thought he was a good guy.
That's how white people are.
Was at USC.
Yeah, you like Bill Clinton.
Well, yeah, like that's how white people are. Like they play good out in public. Like,
you think he a terrible person behind closed doors?
I don't think he's terrible.
I think Richard Sherman is terrible.
I think
he talk too much.
I think he's a lot.
He's very arrogant.
I mean, just be quiet.
I get it.
The only time I sided with Richard Sherman was when he called Skip Bayless out. Yeah.
And I barely side with him, man.
Like, I forgot what happened with that, but that was funny.
I'm better at life than you.
Yeah.
I said, well, Jesus.
Yeah, he was right, though.
I said, well, Jesus.
Well, now, because you got to say he a Compton nigga that made it, that went to Stanford. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Like, he went to Stanford, graduated.
I remember he played receiver.
Yeah, this is when he was a two-way like player at Stanford. Got drafted in the fifth round, ended up becoming a star.
So he need to write a book.
Yeah, I would. And he's active. He has a lot going for him. He niggas like him should be arrogant. It's niggas that does less that's arrogant. That, you know what I mean? Niggas like that should be arrogant.
Who's somebody that does less that's arrogant?
Let me see.
Controversy.
Justin
Arlington. No, fuck that. Shout out to Arlington. But
y'all the same nigga.
No, we not. He want to be me though.
We can make the argument.
What called himself daddy?
I said y'all fight.
That's fine.
You know what's crazy?
To the death.
Like, I've been wanting to fight you for like a couple years now.
That is okay. That is okay.
Bro, we went bowling the other day. Chad probably bowled the best ever in his life the other day, that last game. Like, I'm talking, like, he fucked up at the end, but, like, on some nigga, that last game, yes. Mm-hmm. Like, that last game, yes. But the first couple games, it's like he had to warm up. That last game, he was on fire. Like, 200s. Like, it was crazy.
He used to be in the bowl in LA at school.
I bowl, yeah.
But also, like, you gotta say it, like, he would just throw the ball as hard as he fucking could. Like,
that was off the fingertips. That was light. Yeah. That was light.
Your girl look like you.
Light. Nah, man. And then the last two frames, niggas was tired. I was drunk.
Yeah, niggas was ready to go. We had to finish our third beer tower before we left. Yeah. Like, so, yeah, niggas is tired.
That shit took a lot of concentration.
Facts. All right, man. I'm tired, man. But I got some shit I got to say, man.
Who hurt you?
I'm tired. Nah, I'm just saying. Now, I just, like, y'all don't have random thoughts during the day?
All the time.
I don't have time to. Like, I don't get it.
You don't have time to think?
No.
That's one of the problems we have as black men. We don't have time to think.
You're reacting to a lot. Mm-hmm. Because a lot went down in your job.
It was crazy as I ain't reacting. I think that's what's draining.
Yeah.
Cause when I react, I don't feel so drained.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, it is what it is.
I feel you, bro. I really do feel you.
It is what it is. I'm ready to take the issue to the streets, though.
Bro, I told you, bro.
Oh my God.
Like, it's bothering me that I haven't reacted. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like nigga think I'm a bitch.
Yeah, but you can't.
I'm no bitch.
I'm
no bitch.
But now, you not, but like, you're also in a position where you can't react.
I know.
You know what I mean? So, it's one of the things you just gotta, do what you've been doing. Honestly, I feel like you've talked way too much. Me personally.
Yeah.
At this point, like, what the fuck is there to talk about?
Nothing.
Yeah. Get your.
But you got to understand though. Like, I sent y'all the messages. The last couple of messages was me giving him advice on how he's gonna be successful in the future. Fix your attitude and shut the fuck up and work. You work on those things.
You'll be all
right. You gonna.
How old is?
I don't know, 33, something like that.
Oh, he out here like this.
Yeah.
Hey, it's too late for him to learn them life skills.
Yeah. He need to go make pizza or sell clothes.
Like, they say wise men change, fools stay the same, but, like, this nigga 33 at this point. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know.
Only thing left is mess.
Yeah, you 34, right? Mm-hmm. But you've been progressing. Like, if a nigga's just stagnant at this point, it's like, okay, yeah, you're fucked.
I think he'd be fine as a cashier at Food Line. I mean, I'm just not being honest.
They need cashiers.
I'm just being honest.
Niggas need to be cashiers. But niggas need to be stockers.
The job we had him doing just ain't...
It won't for him.
And he has a very hard time understanding that. We put you in an apprenticeship to one, try to train you, and you have the attitude of a woman. I'm sorry. Like, you're not coachable. You can't talk to you. You want to argue. You have no sense of accountability, no sense of responsibility. I don't have nothing to do with you. I don't want to deal with you no more. I can't help you. You don't want to be helped. Yeah. You know what I mean? You think you know it all, and you don't know shit. Whatever, man.
Nah, I get it, because, like, it's... Like, yeah, people, like, doing what I've been doing for the last few years, you get new people and you just, like, you wonder why your manager, like, hires these people. Because, like, what made you think this motherfucker was coachable? Well, because you got to hire people you can mold to what you want.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Exactly. And you think, like, what about them said coachable? I don't even care what their numbers look like, because somebody can have amazing numbers, it would be terrible.
And in the workforce, you know how many employees you have to go through to have one to stay for 3 years?
13.
19.
I was close.
You're close. Very close. It takes you 19 hires to find one that'll give you at a...
He didn't hire 42.
And but he hire and fire him within 3 days.
Yeah.
But I think I don't blame you. Yeah. Like, I told myself, next person I hire, I'm not buying no business cards. You ain't getting no shirts. I need...
3 months.
I need at least 3 months out of you.
My thing is, if you set your own tone, if you show up late the first day, your very first day, I already know you're going to show up late.
Well, that's not necessarily true. My second day in my current job, not position, no. Nigga, I woke up at 9:30.
I'm saying, when you woke up, you say I overslept, or you just showed up?
Yeah, I sent a message.
See,
like,
exactly.
Like, should I still even come, or y'all just go ahead and terminate me today? Yeah. Nigga said, nah, you face street now. You know what I mean? Because that's what niggas do. We show up late around this bitch.
Yeah, but they don't call ahead. They don't say anything. Like, okay. But so you late, so, they're not going to call in.
Maybe some shit happened, MJ. But they can at least give you an excuse.
Life happens. Yeah. Like, one day I walked in, some shit, I was like life happens. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, when I said that, I do understand that for every action, there's a reaction, and there could be consequences. Whatever. You know, if you got to do what you got to do. You just got to... Me saying life happens is me going, yeah, I fucked up. I didn't mean to. Life got in the way. Lord wanted me to have an extra couple hours of sleep. I can't go against Lord Jesus. I'll tell you.
So what's crazy is, like, it was about a year ago, they hired two people, black guy, white guy, right? So you know who I was rooting for.
The
black guy.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, I was like, yeah, he gonna be a problem. I'm gonna train him. Like, we gonna, you know, we good.
Y'all gonna run that motherfucker.
He a problem. Like, but not like, so, of course, the white guy shows up to work every day, whatever. Black dude, he show up late some days, you know. I'm like, fuck, you know. Hey, cuz, you know.
You gotta do better.
One day, this nigga don't show up at all.
No call, no show.
Yeah. Nigga said, man, look, I took some Benadryl, put me out for the whole day. I said, I ain't never took no goddamn Benadryl that did that.
Right.
It'll make you wake up late, that's for sure. But it ain't going to have you whole sleep day. For 24 hours.
Nah, he was on something else, you know what I mean? So then,
nigga just ain't won't come.
But he did that shit on, so like during the training, they had like a midterm. He did it on that day, the day you can't miss. So like my boss, like, fought, you know, HR, like, hey, please keep him, da-da-da. Miss another day. Not the next day, but it. Like, he came back a couple days more, and then he missed another day.
Yeah, that's it.
And so, and then they fired him. That's... Now he did. That shit crazy, right?
I really was not expecting.
Why are you laughing? Is he dead for real?
Yeah. But what? It makes sense. What? He overdosed.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like.
Yeah. I knew something was right about cuz. Like, I just felt it. After a while, I'm like, yes.
What did he overdose on?
Man, H.
That heroin?
Yeah.
That be...
Motherfucker doing that shit.
That should be kicking black folk ass.
Yeah. I ain't know that, cuz.
Me neither.
I'm telling you. Like, where's the people that do heroin? Like, where are... I don't know if I've ever, like... Where's
your,
like...
You know what's crazy? Because, like...
Where are... It's a community. It's a community.
It's got to. You know, what happens is you don't know it until they show up in the slammer. Possession of heroin. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Looking Sheila like, doing heroin. Like, that shit crazy. Nah, like, bro, like, you know, it's one of the things that I just, like, I root for everybody black, but they...
Like, when I hear that somebody smokes weed or does coke, even crack, it doesn't necessarily come as a complete surprise. Because those are the common drugs I expect people to do. Is what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, but then when somebody when we get into
this person was on overdose of fentanyl and methamphetamine. And
well, nobody's out here trying to do fentanyl.
Well, what are they using that to make what?
No, what happens is niggas like step on their heroin or their coke with fentanyl.
Oh.
And you're not supposed to do but like a little bit of fentanyl.
A little sprinkle.
Like, and niggas, like, cut their shit with it, and it makes a bad bet. You never watch Ozark?
I have. I fell asleep on every episode, but I just, I just moved to the next
one. You ain't getting the gist of the show.
Last time on Ozark.
I'm like, every 10 minutes of this show good, so I'm going to keep watching. You know what I mean?
But they had an issue like that.
I'm watching episode one, woke up on season three, episode four.
Just kept going. Yeah. They had an issue like that where like the bitch did that shit on purpose. Like, I know what you're talking about. And so because she wasn't like they was like underestimating or whatever. So that's what I'm saying, like, bro, like fentanyl is nothing. Like niggas be putting in the weed and everything, bro.
I mean, it be like that. Be like that.
Yeah, but where we at? Not enough.
Yeah, you can't grow Zaza, okay?
You gotta make
that
Zaza.
That bitch is manufactured.
You gotta manufacture.
I'm talking about
it's card pack.
Yeah, that shit is a hybrid.
Yeah.
Okay.
That motherfucker a hybrid. It's the goddamn Honda Accord. That shit crazy. But now I niggas is doing heroin. Like I was at the crib one day and me and my brother having a conversation, like he found out when his friends do it.
It's the classmates that you were in high school with. Yeah. Me. So I'm like, bro, I'm looking. I'm like, this.
My little brother, 26. Speaking of which, happy belated, bro. But like, my brother, 26, and he got niggas his age doing that shit. Niggas, not like white people, niggas doing it. They ain't injecting it, they snorting the shit like cocaine, but that shit wild to me.
Yeah. I'm a see what the hype's about.
Cause trying to lose weight, the harder way. I'm
doing a social experiment.
Like I said, I'm doing coke.
Yeah, they say if you have a notarized letter in your wallet, saying that you're doing a study for Shawan University, they'll let you ride.
Oh my god.
For the sports manager. Bro, like, what? Like, how he pulling that off?
Yeah, man, let you ride. Yeah.
That's funny as hell.
Do you remember this shit? I was telling somebody the other day when I was frustrated working for Geico and I was applying for every fucking job.
Yeah.
You know, Indeed got the little quick apply button when you got your resume up there. Mm-hmm. I did apply to be a brain surgeon at Duke University. Like,
yeah.
What I appreciated about that whole ordeal. They took the time to respond and go, there are several more qualified candidates. We will keep your resume on file for the next 3 years. And if a more suitable or fitting position shows up, we will reach out to you.
That's funny as hell.
Got an email 2 weeks later about them needing a janitor.
Probably pay them $25 an hour.
I'm telling you, I go sweep them brains up off the floor.
Man, bro, it's. I don't know if y'all been paying attention, but on Facebook, it's been a nigga who like he applied like this and shit like that, but it was like a machinist or something, and then like he got hired somehow, and he said like day one I met this job, but I don't know what the fuck. Have y'all seen that shit?
So
it'd be like a nigga like just looking at the wires. And
so
shit.
Y'all ever seen the memes about being Excel proficient?
Yeah,
like I feel victim, and I don't know if I can consider myself a victim about this, but like my job in New York, I was a data analyst, and my job revolved around creating formulas for Excel spreadsheets, and I was Googling formulas because I didn't have a clue Fuck you mean roll one, two down, two to the left, XF.
Yeah.
Equal the, plus sign.
With the yeah.
I don't know what the fuck going on. I'm Googling that. I made it work. Google got my degree and Google got me promoted at my job.
Google University.
Shout out to Mark Zuckerberg.
That's
who on Google?
I don't know.
I just feel like he got
who the nigga that made Tesla?
Elon Musk. Nah, he ain't got nothing to do with Google.
Who the nigga that do Amazon?
Same bitch. Jeff Bezos. Mm-hmm. Ain't got nothing to do with Google.
Who did Google?
Damn, I don't know. Crazy. Who is Google?
We about to look it up.
Yeah, about who?
I just feel like Google is a Microsoft company. Is it a Microsoft company?
Nah.
I just know Bill and his bitch got something to do with it.
Larry Page?
The one that left him.
Larry Page.
Nah. Who is he?
And Sergey Brin.
Yeah, Sergey Bakker.
It's Sergey, but yeah.
Sergey.
Surrogate mother. Same bitch.
Same bitch. But nah. You ever sit back and think, it's another random thought I had the other day. Who's the first person to say, let me put my mouth on you to get you ready?
He should be rich.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the first, hear me out. Listen,
I can tell you.
Okay.
And just take this at face value.
Jesus.
No.
Oh.
I feel like I really do, truly, and this is not meant to be offensive in any way, form, or shape, matter, color, whatever. But I do believe oral sex started with homosexuals. I mean, it's...
You think so?
It
makes sense.
It's a...
Well, what makes you think that?
Because the natural way for, I guess, reaching an orgasm or having an orgasm is, you know, through... I don't want to say normal sex because I don't want to keep normal sex. I just
penetration.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then I just felt like one day a woman didn't want to have sex with another woman, a man, and went, "Let me eat your pussy, see how this turns out."
She already knew the vernacular and everything.
Right. Like, yeah. Or a nigga looked at another thing and go,
"Stop.
You want your dick sucked?" No, I'm just.
Looking dead serious,
bro. I mean, just and again, I don't know if that is true. It's IMO. That's an IMO moment.
In my opinion,
yeah. Y'all can tell
it
me.
Makes
I'm,
sense.
No, I really, I do really feel like a nigga fell in a girl mouth. Like
getting your ass ate is a homosexual act. It really is.
Call me what you want. Don't call me for France. You know what I mean?
I mean, it really is. I mean, I do feel like. I do feel like in a matter of 5 years, eating ass will be a two-way thing. Like, fully.
I mean, it's...
We're in the age now of women eating men's ass, like 2008 when men just started eating vagina for real. You see what I'm saying?
No, I think that was just the age group that we were in. Like, I was eating ass in 2005.
Yeah, because you said you was eating ass before you was eating pussy.
No, I was eating both.
In 2005?
Mm-hmm. Hey, nigga, you a problem.
I thought you had. When did you turn 18?
2007. So I was eating ass before I even got pussy.
That's
what I'm talking
you
about.
Special.
Sick of the head. Yeah. Nah, bro. I'm just freaky, bro. Well, like that's the thing. Like I'm not like, bro. I be thinking I'm freaky until like people tell me stories. I'm like, oh, I'm not even like I'm regular as fuck.
Yeah.
Bitch told me the other day. She said, yeah, my friend's a benefit. He just asked. He begged me to fuck him. I said, excuse me? I said, what you mean? She said, like, he literally would bend over and let me fuck. I said, oh, this world crazy. Like, you know what I mean?
You don't do that?
No.
Oh. I thought that was normal.
Wait a minute.
You see, you not fit.
She said it got recoil.
You need to leave that ice house alone.
Well, Ricky Smiley said, a half a gallon of orange juice.
Oh, my God. Leave that ice house alone.
Hey, look, I should have got an old English while you...
You probably would have
been a little bit leaner.
You probably got violent.
Yeah, I can see me now busting them aside of here. Yeah. That way you put them in glass.
Yeah, them bottles plastic. Because that's usually what.
Nigga, oh yeah.
Niggas can't even make it through the whole 40 before they bust a nigga head wide open.
That's funny, nigga.
Yeah. I remember, y'all remember, what's the bowling coach named Jody Williams from Liz? Yeah. He saw me in food line across the street from school bagging Liz one day. And I sure as hell had like 3 40-ounces. And he was in front of me. And when I went through the door, he was out there waiting on me. And he said, I just want to make sure everything's cool. I said, yeah, what's the issue? He said, I honestly saw 3 old Englishes in your shopping cart, and I just want to make sure brother is doing all right. You know what I mean? I'm like,
yeah, you going through.
I'm like, I'm just broke, nigga. This is what I can afford. All right? Yeah, this all car change money, car change purchase right here. Yeah.
You just got paid, though. Shut up.
When? Oh, today?
Yeah, nigga.
Oh, yeah. I just
you just also paid your mortgage yesterday too.
Nah,
it's the 15th.
I paid mine on the 1st.
You just got to the 15th, right?
Yeah, you get 15 days.
Yeah,
for mortgage.
I would pay on the 15th.
That shit fucks your money up.
It'll
fuck up your cycle. Like you gotta.
The fuck.
Nah, I just go ahead and pay that motherfucker.
See, you now with a pad.
I feel like I prefer tampons.
You like penetration?
Yeah, they you remember when they made the new always packaging with the trap down on it? that was for me. You know what?
You built like a John Deere. Yeah.
John Deere. I know a nigga that sound like one.
Oh yeah, Arlington. That boy sound like a tiger.
Bit need a carburetor. Oh man, we talking about Shikari again this week, or we got other shit?
You see, she got a what's
my no, car, I didn't. Right?
She got a somebody a vape company like, offered her.
She got a humanitarian award.
Like, they offer her a bag to sponsor.
You think she gonna be able to take it?
If she's smart, she would.
She would.
It was like 250 though.
250 what?
1,000.
Oh. Yeah, I ain't taking.
Don't take it.
She don't. You think track stars make a lot of money?
Usain Bolt is one of the highest paid athletes.
Oh, endorsements.
It doesn't matter. But that's how she's gonna get there, by picking up the right endorsements. Not a quarter mil from the dank vape company. That's selling cancerous weed THC pins.
Yeah, true.
We can sponsor. Speaking of which, let's sponsor a call.
Sponsoring somebody means we'll shout you out on the podcast. We'll send you a T-shirt and a shot glass.
They can't get sponsors now, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. No, I'm not. We going to NC State. Fuck you, mean. Fuck them and get them athletes at Elizabeth City State for. I love that university, but fuck them kids.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna make it.
That's universal.
Man, D2 kids are included in that? I hope not.
Yeah.
Included in what?
I mean, of course they're part of the NCAA, but like they, like you.
NCAA.
Yeah.
NCAA.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But nah, I only had one more thing to say before we left. Ladies, stop calling your man at 2 p.m. on a fucking Thursday wondering what the fuck he's doing. Bitch, he's at work. He's at work. Don't call him again.
At your lady.
Mine don't call me.
At your lady.
Another thing, that man posts on his story is not about you. Okay? It's not about you.
But, you know, like I said,
it's funny.
Like I said to you before, when we were talking about it a little bit before the episode.
What you say to me?
I'm a thump this bitch. Nah, but I used to feel the exact same way. I really did. Like, it used to be a time where I'm going to post what the fuck I want. This really doesn't have nothing to do with you. This me giving my Facebook friends a laugh. Mm-hmm. There's going to come a time where it's not even going to be worth the conversation with your significant other trying to explain that it was merely a joke or it was merely funny. Like, it's almost second. In fact, you almost don't even want to post nothing on social media. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You wake up and say, thank God for waking me up this morning because somebody else didn't make it. And feel like you're going to get a screenshot and a message that go,
who woke you
which,
up?
Which one of your bitches ain't make it today?
You know who woke you up?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, nah, she woke you up. What's too bad?
And I'm telling you, Justin, you seem to not agree, but it's gonna come a time when you're gonna be the niggas is gonna be like, where anybody seen or heard of Justin? Meanwhile, you laid up with your lady.
Face down.
Ass up. No. Getting your ass eight. Yeah. But meanwhile, and I'm just saying, meanwhile, you laid up with your lady just trying to have the best home life you can.
You're
going to have a dummy page with no profile picture.
Nah, it's crazy because, like, you know, I forgot what it was. I was like, I remember one time years ago, I was like, I'm tired, whatever. And a chick I had fucked with like the night before, like, was like, was that about me? Like what was so wrong about last night? All I said was I was tired.
Yeah, that's
like,
it.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, that everything gotta be about you, bro. Like, you know what I mean? All I did was tell the word I was tired. 50 people saw this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the only thing I'm saying. Like, and then, like, you share, like, Justin LaBoy or whatever his name is, that nigga that posts all that wild shit. It don't even be wild. It'd be, like, little funny shit. You know what I mean? And, like, you just post on your story because you're like, oh, let's hope. This maybe somebody laugh. Else will see this and laugh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some people need those
Why can't
laughs.
You see it and laugh and just move on? Why you gotta
read it? To share the laughter.
I want
to
share the laughter with others.
They can follow him.
That, how they gonna follow him? They never see it.
They see it. They seen it.
I'm just saying, like, in general.
They seen it. You just want the laughs.
Yeah.
You want the notifications.
Nah, I don't be getting notifications. Yeah, who do y'all think I am?
I'm just saying, there's gonna become a point in time where it's,
man, fuck these bitches, man.
Justin LA bitch ain't gonna be worth a conversation of he was. I just wanted people to see his post and laugh.
Man, look. I drank water, mind my business, and go to work. So
you need a facial.
It's kind of freak shit you want.
No, I can see the dead skin.
Wild.
Have you exfoliated recently?
I like I exfoliate.
Crap.
It's because you light skin. You ain't got to wear lotion, huh?
I do wear lotion. Oh, okay. My elbow was so fucking ashy the other day. It was embarrassing. Can I wear t-shirts? So
How's your elbow ashy and it's 100 degrees out here?
Got hopped out of the shower, got in my clothes. And
thought you was a white man.
Nah. I just
was it a cold shower? You was super.
White people take cold showers. Yeah, they do. Nah, I think about it.
I'm going to take a cold shower tonight.
Horny.
Backed up.
All right. Y'all get out of my house.
Bitch, fuck you and your couch. Fuck your couch.
You fuck that corner right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. MJ, you have any parting words for our
tell these people
continued listeners?
Yeah, we out.
We ain't shouted out our loyal listeners in a long time.
I can't believe, baby.
Shout out to y'all. Yeah. Y'all keeping us afloat.
Please, yeah.
I still, to this day, niggas be listening, just be, as they're listening, like, one nigga, he'll send me, like, 18 messages back to back, and he,
and I
appreciate it, you know what I mean? It makes me know that somebody is actually listening and gives a fuck.
The only thing I don't like is when people have, like, we up here joking, and then they come serious with, like, the opposite view.
Yeah.
We invite y'all on here, and you don't come.
Yeah, come give us your little stupid ass view.
Yeah, so we can roast you on here.
Yeah. Well, I beat your ass live on YouTube. I'm joking.
Like, it's going to take them 8 days to upload it.
Yeah.
So,
because I've been sitting trying to upload this bitch. Look, it's saying 55 minutes still, bro.
It's because you got Metro PCS.
No, I only got 25 meg internet. The upload speed is 5.
I seen a post that said it listed the bills. Right, the bills the female had. It's a house payment, Section 8. Phone bill, Obama phone. Food stamps for the food. Then it said $150 for cable, $60 for Wi-Fi, $150 for weed, $50 for alcohol. Who got time for what you doing text messages? I said, this bitch got some nerve.
She got
$465 worth of monthly unnecessary bills. Gonna talk about who got time for what you doing messages.
And the reason she say that is because the Obama phone, she get 30 texts a month.
It's
a pager.
You need to be saying, who gonna send me, do I need $40 messages?
Yeah. Is that still a going rate or is it inflated?
Nah, so what song is that that said? It's 80 now.
It's 80 for yeah.
You know, the used car market is at an all-time high right now. Mm-hmm. The housing market is at an all-time high right now. And from my understanding, you know, a lot of whores are getting, a lot of prostitutes are getting locked up, which means demand is increasing as the supply is decreasing.
Yeah.
So what's gonna happen, right? Simple law of economics. The price gonna go up. Well, some of these bitches asking for $80. I think a more reasonable rate would be $55.
Okay, how much a pocket pussy?
Ask Google? Yeah. No, what's y'all their name?
Oh, Jaleesa.
Yeah, Lisa's Playroom.
Mm-hmm.
I need to. She re-up on her inventory.
Inventory, like
I need me a BBW doll.
That doll like, be yeah, heavy as fuck.
Like I want a doll so big I gotta take it to the gas station to use the air out there. I can't blow this bitch up by mouth. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta take it to Firestone to get air put in there.
They wild.
Yeah.
Hey, Mama, he over there wilding. Take us.
I'm just trying to look at. For a pocket pussy, and they want me to buy an anal vibrator.
Look, attitude will get you
longitude.
For me, it's latitude,
yeah,
girth,
yeah.
But
I just don't. Where am I at?
And then since I got a little extra weight, this the line of the equator. You know what I mean? It's a little hot down there. It's tropical, baby.
There you go.
Sweat dripping on my balls.
But ain't your attitude what now?
I forgot
what I, good night.
You start talking about dick. I just
said nothing about no dick.
We gotta go. It's a whole Justin bisexual. Good night.